Blog Talk Radio.
South Suicide Queen. All niggas. Gather up all your own. Get ready.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot them like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah. Say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than likely China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hyper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look. Hey, yo. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Gonna bother you with this rhyming, man. I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, cause I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really were, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to It Factor Entertainment Radio for May the 10th, 2016. It's your host, Wayne Benitez. Everyone, how's it going out there? Yeah, we just waiting on our special guest, JB Polo. Yeah. You all good? Yes, so in Baltimore, lots of talent. Definitely, she tells a good story, an excellent story with a flow. She spit that shit. So we got to, about to go back out for a while. Let me put on some Big Sean.
Yeah, you know, we could be talking about this shit or whatever. We go back and forth all that. You know.
That's that new yay. People saying I'm the closest thing to Mike since Janet. Woo! Tom Cruise told me we jumping up on them couches. That's a fresh house. Is that a guest house? Your house got another house? Yo, bitch got a bitch. Yo, spouse got another spouse. Young Walt Disney, I'ma tell you truthfully. If you leave Mickey, you gon' end up with a goofy. I imagine that's what Christo Carucci. Girls be acting like it's diamonds in their coochie. I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. With cops choking niggas out in the media. We finna have to protest and tear the city up. We bout to tear this whole place up pretty much.
You know it's all your fault. Nobody, nobody, nobody blame. You know it's all your fault. Nobody, nobody, nobody blame.
Through hell and disaster, my crib done got bigger, my women got badder. You wondering how do you get in the game? I'm wondering how do I get to the Raptors? Oh boy, I'm mad at titties, records getting shattered till I'm MJ and Magic. Ooh, and she just wants the status. So you the man she got, but I'm the man that she been after. She done sent so many naked pics, my phone ain't got no data. I walk off in New York like my name Derek Jeter, headed home to the D where you know I keep a Gina. I'm the good with the evil. Fuck you, nice to meet you. You can't have a peace sign, man, without the middle finger with the click. When you see us, that's my family to me. That's my family tree. Then my arms, legs, hands on my feet. And I can cut them off for even diabetes. Hit the beat in kerosene and scratch that, I white sheet it. $100 fade every single time you see. It's been a king all my life, so I should've got a Caesar. Somewhere off in Vegas, rolling dice up at the Caesars. Got me thinking back on how I used to roll a little Caesars. Piece of pizza with Tanisha, now I'm with the Boniqua. She finna blow at that. I got your dream girl, yeah, she acting like a hoe at that. Throw it to me, I'ma throw that back. Top spot, I'm finna go at that. Gotta move quick.
World in my hands, I ain't got a loose grip. I don't like loose pussy or loose.
Listen, I done did a possible a few times, Tom Cruise shit. Ho, and I ain't satisfied being on that top five list. I ain't satisfied until I'm on that all time list. Till everything I spit is all timeless. My girl on that all fine list. My life a little luck, a lot of grind. Bitch, no, maybe ho, I gotta make it. Being one, fuck your nomination, man, fuck the world. I'm repopulating, wrap my rollie round the waist. Yeah, time's a waste. The niggas want to come, become a combination. Long as I'm around, it's gonna be da 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 da, a lot of waiting. Got my pinky on the brain while I'm getting brain plotting, world domination. People ask me how to make it. I'm just like, man, if you want the crown, bitch, you gotta take it. Straight up.
Tell you, we Yes, Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this
is
JD
Polo?
Polo? Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up with you?
I'm good. I can't complain.
That's what's up.
Welcome to It Factor Entertainment Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. Are you currently a free agent right now?
Yeah, I have management right now, but I'm not like signed to a label currently.
Oh, that's what's up. Who were your influences in the rap game while growing up?
Lauryn Hill, Missy Elliott, The Brat, and Lil Wayne for real. They my favorite artists. Well, that's who I listened to a lot growing up. But I listened to Lauryn Hill the most.
Right. Yeah, she has been getting a lot of criticism as late for no shows.
Oh yeah, because her lateness to her shows.
Right.
Yeah. I heard a little bit about that.
Right. Lauryn is Lauryn.
Right.
Also, what was it like to become artist of the new artist of the year in Baltimore?
I mean, it was cool. I had got them awards when I first came out, when I first started performing, and just the response I got when I first started performing there was cool, and to get recognized, and didn't even know that many people knew about me at the time. It was good. It was cool. It let me know that people was paying attention to me when I didn't even know they were.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. What would describe your music?
Basically, my music depicts me and my life. Like, I really don't do any fabrication. If any fabrication that I do in music, it's probably the things that I'm reaching towards or wanting to have. But anything that I rap about is something that I've experienced or something that I'm going through. But basically, my music is me, point blank period, and the experience that I have went through in life. So
That's what my music is. Right. And also, was your album The Baltimore State of Mind, was that basically a tribute to Freddie Dre?
No, Baltimore State of Mind was basically my mind frame when I was, you know, in the streets, because it was a point in time where I did hustle, and, you know, I was living the street life. So my Baltimore state of mind, that's just me being a product of my environment. So that it's, once you listen to that, that's things that I've been through, things that I had to deal with, you know what I mean? And my album is just basically my mental elevation from all that. So it just showed between that mixtape and then my album going to show my growth as an individual. So that's why I put it out there, because a lot of people don't know that side of me except for those people that was involved in it with me. So I just had to let people know that it's more than just what you see now. I've came from something. So, yeah, I can speak on certain things because I've lived it. I've experienced it. I'm just not going to rap about it and didn't haven't been there. So I'm just letting people know it's other ways to do music. You don't have to sit there and talk about street 24/7. It's more than life than a street.
Right.
That was my whole point.
Right. Also, I would say it's a women's revolution in hip hop. Now you have a lot of females you work with, like Chinky and Mayake and others.
Chinky Miyake.
Yeah.
Yeah, we done a lot of work together. Me and her are very good friends. We done a lot of work together. We're planning to work together in the future. Work with other artists, but Sonic, haven't worked with her in a while, but we plan to do some work in the future. But right now, I'm just focusing on this album that I'm completing right now. Should be complete within like a month and a half.
Right. Do you think that corporate media is holding back a lot of female rap artists?
I said corporate media. No, I don't think so. I think female rap artists are holding back themselves, because sometimes I feel as though if you got it, you got it. Nothing to be able to stop it. So you gotta bring something different. You gotta bring something new. You can't be the same thing that we. You can't compete with somebody that's already out there. Like, you can't have another Nicki Minaj. You know what I mean? Bring something different to the table. Something nobody ever heard of. You got women just have a harder time making themselves known. So you just can't do the norm. You can't do what's expected from you. And my new album, what I'm doing is totally not. It's not gonna be expected from me. They're gonna expect me to be talking about so many different things that I'm not even gonna be hitting on. You know what I mean? You gotta make them pay attention to you. You gotta stand out as a female.
Right. Do you think that Love & Hip Hop is helping a lot of female artists to promote themselves, or is just stereotypical show for women?
Yeah, I think that's stereotypical. I don't even think that's a platform for women music. Too much drama. When you create
right.
music, you can't have too much drama. You can't conduct business in chaos. You can't even be creative in chaos unless you've
right.
written about the chaos you're going through. So I don't think that's a good platform to be for a music career to emerge from.
Right.
And if you do, once you got that clout, you're gonna have to remove yourself from that environment. Just like say it's a Cardi B. She was a part of that environment, but she wasn't that in depth in it. You know what I mean? She was a part of
right.
it in some scenes and some she had some drama going on, but she had to remove herself from that for her career to flourish. It gave her
right.
popularity help it. It helped. It can you can use it as a stepping stool, but you can't use it to make or increase to continue your music career. You're gonna have to step away from that because some stuff you're not even gonna want yourself involved in.
Right. And it's like it seems like it's all set up with champagne glasses in the middle of it. You know something's gonna go down when champagne is glasses involved, right in the tape in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I do give credit to Sisterhood of Hip Hop of showing female artists more of them in character, not the stereotypical.
Right. I haven't watched that too much. I've watched a few episodes of it, and that shows more of the artistry to me. Of course, it has this drama, but what life doesn't have?
everybody got some type of drama. So you can't act just because you're in the music that your life's crazy. So that one's kind of balanced. But I think that's more so about the music.
Right.
But I haven't even been engulfed in a lot of TV because I've been focusing on what I have to do right now. You know, I don't have time to be engulfed in what's going on in other people's lives.
Right.
That's not right now, anyway.
You've definitely been getting a lot of airplay throughout Baltimore also with several of your songs like Tomboy Swag and even a Ray Lewis track also.
Oh yeah, but not the airplay I'm looking for. Like I'm really I'm working on my my singles are recorded, just got work on to get, it's about to get mastered and stuff like that. But that's what I'm banking on to get me my airplay. So I mean this album means a lot to me. It really just shows who I am as a person and as an artist. And I'm just excited about it. Excited about my management and everything. So this is like my last, not saying like my last straw, but I'm just putting everything into it. I'm just not, she's not accepting just anything. So it's very challenging. Took a lot of thought, you know, a lot of strategic planning and stuff like that. So I really pray that this is the one, because we're going to push this till the wheels fall off for it.
Right.
So, yeah, we're talking Grammys and stuff like that. Like, we're really going for it for this one.
Right. Yeah. And definitely, Baltimore has tons of talent, definitely, and definitely it can be on that top level along with other cities.
Yeah. It can be.
Right. Do you ever see that coming, that all the artists will, instead of with all this, you know, hatred to one another, that everyone gonna come together and, you know, work with one another to get everything, across and everything?
I mean, I see a lot of Baltimore artists working together. You know what I mean? You have certain cliques. Like, the people that's really popping now in Baltimore, a lot of street dudes, you know what I mean? And they can relate to each other. So, yeah, they're going to flock towards each other more than, you know, people just spitting consciously. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It's just like, even in the industry, people are not, like, they sticking with their niche for real. Like, whatever they can relate to or whoever they can, they feel as though they have things in common with, that, you know, I just don't know. It's still a division in Baltimore. You know what I mean? It's a popularity thing. You're not popping even if you got the talent. Some people not willing to give you the chance just because you're not popping. And I just never been like that. No, I'm not going to hop on Khaled's when I think somebody's not doing anything with their music. If I don't feel as though you have a passion about music, I won't collab with you. It's not about just the money to me, because I take this seriously. It's my life. You know what I mean? My livelihood. So people that just want to do it for recreation, it's not recreation to me. I need this. You know what I mean? So that's just how I am. Like, I work with any, if I know you're passionate about it, I don't care if you got one fan or no fans, no music. You got talent, you passionate about it, I'm willing to work with you. And that's what I think everybody should see. Like, when you go around like minds, a lot of greatness can happen from that. But,
right.
You know, a lot of people got that Baltimore mentality, that crab in the barrel. I can't say, I've had it before, an inkling of it, but you learn to mature and grow when you see the real value of things.
as you get older.
Right. And you got to take this industry for real. Use the industry.
Yeah, you got to. If that's something
that you want to do for life. Right. Do you also see yourself touring other cities besides Baltimore?
Yeah, of course. I've done everything. I feel like I've done everything I can do. Performance-wise, well, I can't say that. I mean, I've done a lot of venues in Baltimore, you know what I mean, opening acts and stuff like that, but I love performing. I've performed in Atlanta, I've performed in New York, I've performed in a lot of different places. My main goal is to start performing overseas because I have a good fan base overseas, so that's what I really want to do. That's my dream.
And overseas has so much of a platform there also. It's like they got crazy platforms on there to, for everyone to shine coming from the U.S.
I know. I'm going to get over there.
Right. Also, do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Do I have any? The Rep Your Grind Awards, I'm supposed to be performing there May the 15th. I got nominated for Best Seat for MC of the Year.
That's what's up.
That's May the 15th. I'm supposed to be performing there.
Right. And definitely, you make a very good presence in all your music videos also.
Do I what?
All of your music videos, you basically tell a story, and it goes on, it comes together, everything, comes together and everything.
Yeah, I always write my own treatments for my videos, and Meech kind of helped me out. He did a lot of them. He kind of helped me out with the visual aspect of it, but I usually always know, you know what I mean, where I want to go as far as visuals. I always think that through first. Because I want my videos to stand out from everybody else. You know what I mean? I always want mine to stand out, just bring something different. That's why I just came, this album, the song that I'm dropping on Election Day. That video I want to drop for that. It's going to be so powerful. Totally unexpected for me. My true fans, people that know who I am, they'll be expecting something like that. They're not going to be shocked, but I got something for them now.
Right. Yeah, it's like the WNBA of women's rap.
What is?
With some of your tracks also when performing.
You said some of the tracks are what?
When you perform it. It's so you're your own, in your own league also.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, I be in a little trance.
I transform when I get that mic. Like, nothing else matters. Sometimes I don't even remember my performance. I just be spazzing.
You be killing it. Definitely, you would like to work with even some other names in the music industry one day. Who would you like to work? Would you like to work to, with any of them right now in the music business?
In the industry. That's
right.
Industry. I would like to. With Kendrick Lamar, like the song I'm dropping on Election Day, I can hear him on that. Like, seriously. Kanye, Chris, that's a few of them I love to work with. I like, I tell them, so they master their craft and they master their sound. Like, Chris Brown,
right?
Like, nobody else sound like them. And they got music with substance. I don't just want to hop on the nobody track because it's a club banger, or work with them because they got club bangers. I like people with music and stuff because when I write, I always stick to subject matter. It just gotta make sense for me.
Right.
So, yeah, I like the type of artist like that.
Yeah, any type of artist I want to work with.
People that make you feel stuff from their music.
Right.
You learn something or you experience what they experience.
Right.
Yeah, any type of artist I want to work with. Legend.
Right. Even Juicy J also with his materials are definitely.
A lot of his stuff. I mean, if I had heard it on the radio, but I never really listened to too much of his stuff. I can, like, verbatimly repeat his lyrics. I really don't even
right.
listen to the radio a lot, to be honest.
Right. Are you busy? I'm in the studio. Basically doing your thing in the studio. You're busy going to work in your studios and, you know, coming up, working on a lot of projects going on.
No, I only have basically one project going on right now. It's just the one project is going on right now, as far as my album.
Right. Was it also when you was at were you also a drum major before?
Yeah, I played snare drum at Morgan State University. Yeah. I was in the snare drum. I wasn't a drum major.
I just
played snare drum.
That's what's up, definitely. Do you think there's a lot of you think there's still a lot of police brutality out there in Baltimore ever since the Freddie Gray situation?
A lot of police brutality? No, I think it's a lot of dudes on dudes.
were killing each other. I mean, police still play a big part in a lot, but right now, we doing a good job ourselves. Killing each other, it's ridiculous. Like, I've been living in Baltimore all my life and never experienced no stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's bad.
Right.
So. Yeah, that's crazy. I got a song on my album going to talk about that, like, what's going on now. God damn!
Yeah, it's definitely a recession out here. Definitely still a recession. I'm also, do you follow the NBA also?
Not too much. All I hear about is Steph Curry. Steph Curry, that's all I hear about.
Right. Yeah, the boy's a beast.
Really, yeah, he is. Just another person that mastering their craft.
Right. It went off even you think that you double team him, all of a sudden he get his shot off and keep going to the line and stuff. It's crazy. It was like last night. I thought Portland had the game, but when Steph Curry came, he was out for 2 weeks with an MCL ankle sprain. He came back as a sixth man, and Portland led most of the game, but they came back and took it in overtime. He with his 35 points, and that was it right there. They was Portland lost control of the game in overtime.
Okay.
Yeah, the dude been doing it since he was 3.
Yeah, you could tell.
Right. It's like his dad had like MJ, Pippen, and even Kobe Bryant and others in his backyard. Then I think he also picked up the game in the street also. That's where his dad, Del Curry, started from.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I definitely wish you all the luck in the future. Wish your future albums you put out there and your touring out there.
All right, I appreciate that.
Yes,
I appreciate that.
Right.
Definitely gonna be working hard.
Right. This show is a platform for new for artists out there from the independent scenes also.
Mm-hmm.
For a platform for them to get a more fan base and more audience also.
Mm-hmm.
and tell them about that, and also their about their history in the game, in the music biz.
Hello, did you ask me a question?
Yes, like I was saying, It Factor Entertainment is one of those shows for basically for a lot of independent artists out here.
Mm-hmm.
To come on along with legends of the past also to have a new fan base for to follow their music and also have that the story about how they came from in the game and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you having me on the chat.
Yes, it's an honor. Yes, you can definitely like the page on right on Facebook.
Okay, I will. Just send me the link. I'll go like it.
Okay. Yes, it's just an honor. You can come back anytime to the show to promote any of your music or just to talk about any kind of topics you want to talk about.
Okay, well, I'll definitely keep in touch with you.
All right. Yeah, you have a blessed night.
All right,
you too. Thank you. All right. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was recording artist J.D. Polo. Yes, you can definitely check her out on SoundCloud also under J.D. Polo or download her music at Amazon and iTunes. Yes, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah,
chica. You're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look. Something happened to me. Something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B. Where they seeing me as a goat. Look. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, yo. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, are you often with liars? Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really were, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, the Wayne Johnson been number two around these parts. Oh nah. You know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy. Don't ask why.